Captain Kevo here, February 17, 2011. First log of the aviation log. Concerning the site website, firstinflight.com, the additions have been numerous and time-consuming, and I gotta say I'm pretty proud of them. I have included links through the FAA, the NACO, and other sources of valid information for the pilot to use in their flight planning process. To give you an example of exactly what I am talking about, if you are planning a VFR cross country and needed a VFR sectional chart, it is available on the website through the AFD charts and plates link. Actually, it's labeled charts IAP for instrument approach plates and AFDs. On this specific link, you can go to sectional charts, you click it, you look down, and there will be a map, and then the links to the charts. Let's say you're planning a VFR flight from Memphis, Tennessee to, let's say, Nashville, Tennessee. You would go down to the Memphis sectional. You'd click it, and it would ask you to save it to a zip file. A zip file is more than a compressed file. Windows XP can download, open, and save in the original format. In this case, it would be a TIFF format onto your hard drive. Use this to download your sectional charts. They're up to date. I will try my best to keep them up to date, but then again, use at your own risk. This it's titled Sectional Raster Chart, Sectional Aeronautical Charts, updated 02/15/2011, because that's when I updated it. There will be times when I can't update it as quickly, but as best as I can, it will be up to date as best as I can. Back on the same link, charts IAP and AFDs, you'll see chart symbols. Chart symbols will give you the key, the legend for the charts. Give you an example, the VFR chart symbols, PDF, you open it up, you go there, and it will explain in detail what each symbol means on the first page. As a matter of fact, land plane civil airports having control towers are shown in blue, all others are shown in magenta, and it gives a little depiction of what that means. And that's the entire PDF. The next interesting thing for the site that we've done is the GAFARs. Right now it's in a .DLC format for download, or you can link to it directly by clicking the GAFAR link. Go to, let's say, we'll look up part 61, click part 61, and you're going to get all of it. And this is all of it updated from October 2010. Ask me why October 2010 and why not have it real time? Well, that's a lot of work. Number two, most general aviation pilots will have a book that says the year that it's valid for. That FARs is not current, but it is current enough for general aviation. These regulations don't change much for general aviation, and when they do, people know about them prior to. So this is every bit as current and up to date as your book you would buy. The other option is to download it in a .DSC format. That will eventually be a .PDF format, and that is because PDF is the de facto download document format. The online training is still stagnant. It's a lot of work. The private pilot courses are on their way, but you know, it's going to take a while. Aerospace news is just that. You name it, aerospace, it feeds continuously. It changes all the time. It's good. It's a good, in my opinion, keep you up to date on what's going on. There's actually an aero environment concept built under phase two of DARPA's NAV program. This is a wingspan of a six. This is an example of video that I'm about to play here. You're not going to be able to see it. In fact, it'll lapse through by the time you hear this presentation. But you know, it's one of many examples of what this site is capable of, by keeping you informed and up to date on what's going on. The homepage now hosts all the news content relative to general aviation real time. For example, on Wednesday, February 16, 2011, UPS expands Boeing Airplane Health Management to MD-11 fleet. I don't know what that means. I'm not going to bother with it. You scroll down to the AvWeb provider. Question of the week. We've seen the president budge. Now show us yours. I don't know what that means, and I can get into it. Avgas, your turn to speak. FAA prepares to set up something, and I'm not going to click it and go into it. It doesn't matter to me at this point. I'm sure it's important. How to run a green flight operation. Yeah, sure, what I want to do. I want to save money with my airplane. An airplane costs lots of money. I don't, you know, green savings and airplane. Those words don't belong in the same sentence. Anyway, going on down, the AA chapters link provides the link to all the AA chapters and those with a website. The current TFRs takes you straight to the tfr.faa.gov site, and the current NOTAMs takes you to the pilotweb.nas.faa.gov pilot website. And what that basically is your NOTAMs. I'm not going to go into it. You can go to the site and look at it. You retrieve your NOTAMs. You type in your location. You know, you put in, KCVO for Corvallis, Oregon. View NOTAMs, and bam, there you go. Right now, Corvallis, Oregon in February, 010, CVO, SVC, AWAS 3, PCTPN not available. I don't know what that means, but something about on the AWAS is not working correctly, which may mean that for 135, 121 operators, they're limited to what they can do with that airport based on the weather information coming from the ASOS. But there's no 121 operators going in there, very few 135s, mostly 191 stuff. The Aviation Weather link goes straight to the aviationweather.gov website. And need I say more? There's too much in here to talk about. Anyway, that is what we've got on this first edition of the firstinflight.com update. And I hope you enjoy it. The most important and final, I've saved for last, is the podcast. This is cool. Go to the podcast and you will see there's a stream straight from my server of many general aviation podcasts over the years for the last 3 years. You can just kind of click through it like a radio station, though it's not queued up with time-sensitive queue stamps. It's basically just going to run. But you can select the next one if you've heard it, or you can move back to the previous one if you wanted to hear it again. The other one just below it is the Jason Miller site, the Finer Points. What a great presentation this guy does. Certified flight instructor, lives in San Francisco Bay Area. He's pilot, flight instructor. He's able to put some really good information on these podcasts, and I think you'll enjoy it. The other up at the top right is the FLIR, which is an online radio station centered around aviation people, general aviation people. It's pretty cool. I like it. And the last but not least in the bottom right corner is Old Time Radio. It's pretty cool. It's on there. You'll notice there's plenty of forums available that need to be opened and added content to. They will be added to over time, but at this point there's nothing there for the rest. But there's four really good podcast streams you ought to take a look at, and that's all I got for you. Till next time, this is the update, February 17th, 2011. Good day.